If there is one stage of the transition into motherhood where we need ultimate support, it is postpartum. That is why I am so excited to introduce you to this week's sponsor of the podcast, The Golden Month. The Golden Month was created by two mamas on a mission to change postnatal care and put the focus back into remembering the mother. Like, so aligned, right? And so I'm really excited to share this brand with you today and tell you a little bit about what they offer and how they can support you on your transition into mamahood, which I'm going to do shortly. But for now, I wanted to let you know that they have created a wonderful discount code for you off all of their products, care bundles, and food delivery. So keep listening so you can grab that shortly. Welcome to the Awakened Pregnancy Podcast. I am your host, conception, pregnancy, and motherhood coach, Kate Cattle. Each week, alongside my captivating guests, I bring you a variety of topics to support your own mama awakening. From preconception to motherhood, this podcast is for the mama or mama-to-be who knows deep down that this is just the beginning for her. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast. I am your host, Kate. It is so lovely to have you here with me today for this exciting episode where I'm going to be sharing with you exactly what my clients have reflected to me over the years as their biggest regrets in pregnancy and how you can avoid them so you can really maximize your experience in pregnancy and look back on it with such a joyful heart and really, really sitting in gratitude for the experience. So before we dive into that today, I want to invite you along to my new masterclass that I will be hosting very soon called How to Release Fear for a Powerful Birth and Postpartum Experience so that you can feel confident, empowered, and excited about birth and motherhood. This masterclass is going to be jam-packed, filled with goodness to support you to create a really beautiful birth and postpartum experience, which for me, I feel like it is so imperative that we go into that time with intention and through consideration, through taking time to really consider what is important to us and what we value. Landing in motherhood can be abrupt and aggressive, and I think that it's really important that we take the time to support ourselves to create the most positive experience possible. And, you know, it's from that place of having a positive birth and a positive postpartum experience that we have better outcomes as well as mothers and with our mental health and also with our babies. So that really excites me to be able to share this with you to support you to create those experiences. So in this masterclass, we'll cover the true role of fear and how to move past it so that you can feel confident in your abilities and support team. What powerful birth looks like to you, which is really important, what powerful birth looks like to you, not me, and how to create it for yourself. Your vision for postpartum and what you can do now to create the smoothest transition possible. So I am hosting this masterclass on Saturday, the 6th of November, 2021, if you're listening down the track. And it will be at 9:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that's 10:30 a.m. Daylight Time and 7:30 a.m. Australian Western Standard Time. If I didn't list your time zone, I will make sure that there is a link in the show notes for this episode to translate that into your time zone. I have done my best to accommodate as many as possible. So I'm really looking forward to sharing this with you. And you can register by following the link in the description for this episode. It's going to be a wonderful masterclass and I cannot wait to have you. Okay, so I have got 4 regrets of pregnancy to share with you in this episode, and I'm also going to share with you some really great ways to avoid them yourself. So if you are currently pregnant or you're wanting to be pregnant soon, you might want to note down some of these questions that could support you to create an even more powerful, present, connected pregnancy experience. So if you can, maybe have a pen and paper on hand for this episode, or you can totally come back and listen again later. So the first regret that I have here for you today is not taking downtime when you could. So often pregnancy is the first time for many of us where our body, like the physical ability of our body, slows us down to be able to, you know, and stops us from doing the things that we would normally do or changes the way that we do things. So typically we're falling pregnant at a time in our lives where we are, you know, healthy and well and able and, you know, life is, you know, life feels pretty beautiful for us, right? Typically we're in our 20s or 30s and it's a time where our bodies are very capable. And so what I tend to see a lot is that there's this association between the body wanting to slow down and rest and not feeling productive, and then that leading into a feeling of not feeling worthy. So what I mean by this is, for most of us, we tie our productivity to our worthiness as a human being. You know, often if you think about, you know, when you ask your friends if they had a good day, often they're like, yeah, I got heaps done, I was really productive, or like, I got through my to-do list, or, you know, we get this thrill from productivity, right? And so when we have that program running within our subconscious that, you know, productivity equals worthiness, productivity equals contentment, productivity equals, you know, I guess, feeling good about ourselves, you know, self-worth, then when we stop or we slow down, you can understand why we tend to feel a little bit crappy about ourselves. And so the reason that I want to share this with you is because this is about a deeper program that we have, because you and I both know on a conscious level that rest is supportive and required, especially in pregnancy. But for so many of us, we don't take the downtime. You know, it's almost like we're constantly checking in with our body to see when we can do more again. It's like the set point is doing all the things, and we're constantly reassessing when we can return to doing all the things. And so my invitation for you here is to really sit with this feeling of, okay, what does it actually look like for me to rest and nurture myself? And a really great question you can ask yourself is, what is gained when I take time for myself to rest and nurture? Because on a conscious level, you know you need to take downtime, you know that you need rest. But on a deeper subconscious level, that is what is pushing and programming us, or the programming is encouraging us to behave in a certain way. And so this is your invitation to really sit with that feeling and ask yourself, you know, am I telling myself I have to do things in order to be worthy? Because that's not true. If you haven't picked that up yet, that is not true. You are innately worthy. Your worthiness is not dependent on anything. It does not change or fluctuate. And so if you're feeling like you're in this place where it's like, if I don't do the things, then this might show up as guilt, right? Like it might be, you know, if I don't do the things, then I feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. Then I want you to really reassess that thought within yourself and ask yourself the question I posed before: what is gained when I take time for myself to rest and nurture? Because this is a period of time, and I'm going to talk more about this soon, but this is a period of time, it's like an intersection between who you were before and who you are becoming. And so there is real value in taking that space and downtime for yourself when your body is asking for it without guilt. Because this is, like I said, it's an intersection. You are saying goodbye to who you were, and you're about to meet a new version of yourself, a new iteration, a new, you know, it's a new season. And so taking this time to really allow that change to happen on every single level is really going to support you in your transition into motherhood. And, you know, I really believe that it's not by accident that nature makes us want to slow down like quite a bit through pregnancy. And you might have periods where it's quite the opposite, but generally we want to be slower in pregnancy naturally. And I really believe that that's because it's preparing us to have a little person with us who slows down our processes. You know, things take longer when we have a little person with us. And so I feel like this natural desire to rest more and our inability to kind of do more things is nature, you know, and its intelligence at play. So how can you surrender to that? How can you allow that? How can you incorporate rest into your day in a bigger way than ever before? Okay, regret number two, not appreciating your body as it changes. Now, this is something that has come up a lot recently in conversations that I've been having with clients and, you know, my community, you guys in general. And this is about self-acceptance. So I want you to think about this for a second. Have you ever longed for the body you had in the past, but at the time you didn't appreciate it? Yeah, I feel like so many of you are probably like nodding going, yes, definitely. I know that that is totally the case for me. Like I remember there was a funny like meme that I saw on Instagram a while ago that said, I wish I was fat like back when I thought I was fat or something like that. And I had a laugh because it's so ridiculous how we are so disconnected from our body in the present, always wanting to make it different to what it is, always wanting to change something. And then when we look back, we often see it with kinder eyes and think, what was my problem? So I guess my invitation around accepting your body here is to really reflect on, you know, what do you love about your changing body and how can you be present with that rather than wanting to change it? You know, how can you surrender to the changes happening in your body and really appreciate it for what it is creating? You know, I think that for a lot of women who have had, you know, body image issues in the past, pregnancy is really triggering. And it's because there's this association between gaining weight and, you know, not looking as good. But I really believe that pregnancy is our opportunity to shift that belief if that is relevant for you. And if it's not, then just leave that. But it really is an opportunity to shift that because it's the complete opposite. You know, pregnancy is about growing and yes, of course, gaining weight because we're growing a human, but it's not through unhealthy habits. In fact, it's quite the opposite. It's through nurturing and caring for our body and all of these beautiful things that we grow a life. And, you know, consequently, we also gain weight, but I feel like it's not something that needs to be, it doesn't need to be sat with in the same way. It really is an opportunity to change that pattern and story that you have around your body and come back to understanding the magic that it is. Like, this is an opportunity to fall in love with your body. And if you sit in that state of not being good enough, of fear-based, of all of those things, you're missing that opportunity. And so if this is striking something in you, if you're like, oh yes, this is me, I really want you to take the time to take the reflection here, because this is an invitation for you to make a change and for you to change the relationship you have with your body forever based on this experience. So of course, there are so many physical challenges that can arise for a lot of women through pregnancy, like from minor to like quite major. But there's also magic in allowing yourself to be in the now with your body, you know, whatever it is showing you, not trying to change it, just accepting this moment and allowing yourself, instead of being in a fear-based state, to slip into a state of love and appreciation. So, you know, I've got a few reflective questions here that I want to share with you. So the first one, as I said before, is what do I love about my changing body? And challenge yourself to answer that question. Like, what do you actually love about your changing body? The next one I've got for you is, what dialogue do I have on replay that is affecting how I feel about my body? What are you telling yourself over and over and over that is affecting how you feel about your body? Because it's time to change it. Like, it's time to switch that thought. It's not good enough. It's not supporting you enough. And it's doing quite the opposite. Okay, and the last question I have for you on this one is, what would I say to my best friend if this was her reflecting this to me? So I want you to imagine, say your best friend comes to you and she says to you everything that your inner dialogue is saying right now. Would you say to her what you're saying to yourself? So let me give you an example. Say your inner dialogue is, my bum's getting so big, like it's huge. I should probably be exercising a little bit more. I feel so tired all the time. I'm going to keep gaining weight. This pregnancy is going to make me fat. How am I going to lose this after the baby? Okay, say that's your dialogue or a version of that. I want you to imagine that your friend just came to you and said that. You're not going to say to her, yeah, babe, like you're right. You probably should exercise more. And, you know, you are being so lazy, which is what we say to ourselves, right? Like, that is what we say to ourselves. And it's not good enough. You would not have a friend anymore if you spoke like that. So what would you say to your best friend? And how can you reflect that back onto yourself? You would say, be kind to yourself. Nurture yourself. Are you taking care of yourself with eating nourishing foods? Are you moving in line with your energy? You're beautiful. You don't need to be concerned about that. You're growing a life within. Flipping this around and looking at it in this way and, you know, reflecting on it from the point of view of, you know, if you're speaking to your best friend, is such a powerful way of shifting this thought process. So I'm excited for you to play with that and see what shifts. As I came into the end of the third trimester when I was pregnant with Flynn, I wanted to take the time to stock our freezer up with lots of nourishing foods because I had read so many books about that fourth trimester and making sure that I was nurtured in that time. So I really wanted to make sure that I did everything I could beforehand to kind of have my own back postpartum. And so I cooked all of these meals, I made like quick foods that I could grab, and I stocked our freezer, which was great, and I felt really good about it. And then when I landed postpartum and I brought my baby home and I was feeding Flinny and all the things, we actually discovered that just for a short time in that postpartum period, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, he was quite sensitive to a lot of foods. And I couldn't eat anything that I had cooked. So I watched my husband, Michael, eat everything that I had made. And I was like heartbroken because I couldn't eat any of it. And so when I learned about the golden month, I was so excited because I was like, oh my goodness, other women don't have to go through what I went through. But more than that, the golden month is really about nurturing the mother postpartum. So yes, it's obviously about the convenience of food, and they offer the most beautiful, fresh postnatal food deliveries postpartum, which I will definitely be gifting myself next time I have a bubba. But they also offer some incredible healing products as well. So I think it's really beautiful to be able to have this level of nurturing postpartum in a way that we can gift it to ourselves, or really simply gift it to the mamas in our life that we love and adore. They have so many beautiful postpartum products. And the thing that's really exciting about this brand is so many of their care bundles are now able to be shipped worldwide. So they are an Australian-based company, but so many of the things that they offer can now be shipped worldwide, which is amazing because we obviously have such a beautiful global community here. And this is such a wonderful brand that is made with so much love and intention. So if you are curious and you want to learn more, then head to the link and the description for this episode where you can find out a little bit more about the Golden Month and go and check out what they have to offer. And I also want to share with you the discount code that they have offered for 10% off all products, care bundles, and free delivery. So it is my name, Kate Cattle, in all lowercase, and then the number 1010. So I'll also make sure that that is in the description and the show notes for this episode. Okay, regret number 3, spending too much time disconnected from self. So this one comes in if you're somebody who is, if you kind of resonate with being a little bit fear-based, so like fear of things going wrong, your future tripping a lot, you're worried about how organized you are, you're thinking about, you know, your busy day-to-day schedule. Basically, what this is talking about is being anywhere, or what I'm talking about is being anywhere but where you are right now. So your mind taking you in all the different directions and not actually staying here and present with yourself. So being anywhere but here takes away or doesn't allow you to find joy and connection. So connection with others, connection with yourself. So this is, like I said, fearful thoughts, future tripping, overdoing things, you know, really, really being out of your body and in your mind and jumping all over the place. So this is a surefire way to be disconnected from your body and your pregnancy. So the way I see it is that pregnancy is an opportunity to connect to yourself. And this is an opportunity for you to really honor yourself like never before. So if you have been disconnected, this is just an opportunity for a course correct. Like, acknowledge that, okay, yeah, maybe I have been disconnected. And I want you to come back to that knowing within that connection is your birthright, connection is who you are, and that you have the ability to access this deep state of presence more now than ever. And so I want you to think about what it is that helps bring you back to this present moment. Like, how can you use this time to honor yourself? It's such a beautiful gift. You know, like I said before, from the moment your baby is born, your life changes forever. You are in an intersection of your life right now. How do you want to celebrate this final season of your life before this baby comes? And this is relevant whether it is your first or subsequent child. It's life changes after every birth. So it's not about the first time you become a mother. This is every time you become a mother. This is an intersection. It is a space where change is coming and we know it's coming. And so how can you sit in this container of pregnancy and see it as an intersection, or almost like the final part of the phase of life that has come before? And how can you honor yourself in that? How can you honor your soul in this phase? How can you honor your body in this phase? And how can you be connected to this experience of pregnancy so that you can really feel like you were here, you were in it, you were with it, and then land in this next phase when baby arrives with your feet both on the ground, present and ready? Like, I really want you to think about that. It's a powerful shift to come back to around how we're living, because it's so easy to just get caught up in like work and planning for the baby and like any fear-based thoughts that are running along. It's really easy to get caught in those, and it's okay that they come up. It's okay that that happens. We don't need to beat ourselves up, but what we do need to do is ask ourselves how we're going to honor this like final phase of our life that we have known to this point. How are we going to honor ourselves in that? Like, what do you want to do in that time? You know that life is going to change soon and it's going to be beautiful, but so is now as well. And so how can you honor this? You know, maybe you want to take yourself out for lunch. Maybe you want to get up early and go for a beach walk. Maybe you want to sleep in. Maybe your body is like craving to go and sit in the ocean. Like, maybe you are, I don't know, like, I don't know what you're craving, but I want you to check in and I want you to find out. I want you to find out and I want you to give yourself that gift. Okay, number four, not enough focus on postpartum. So this is a big one. Lots of birth prep, not much on postpartum. And I want to be really clear here that I'm not saying that it has to be one or the other. Birth prep and focusing on creating a really positive experience is something that has expanded so much. This is something that we are seeing as a real focal point for pregnancy for women now, and I freaking love it. It needs to be that way. You know, it really does. If pregnancy is like the intersection, then birth is like the, I don't know, I probably should have thought of a metaphor, but like birth is like the crescendo. Birth is like the pinnacle point of that intersection. It's like that shifting point. It's a portal. It's incredible. It is powerful and it requires prep on all levels. And so the fact that that is something that is happening more now, I love, and I think it's really important. And then I think the next progression from that is that we're also preparing for postpartum. So typically our culture, and when I say our culture, I mean the culture I live in, which is very Western white culture. There isn't a lot of, or there's no practices really around postpartum support. You know, I think that for a lot of Indigenous cultures, this is something that they do so, so well, and I really envy. And it's something that I am personally really passionate about changing and coming back to. So I think we have a lot to learn here in the postpartum space. And if you have read any of the books like The First 40 Days, you know, you'll know how important it is for the mother to be nourished postpartum in that, you know, that fourth trimester. And so, you know, I think the thing here is if you live in Western white culture and you don't have, you know, a support system, you know, your mom moving in, or, you know, that you're in a space with your nana and your aunties and, you know, this sort of thing where they can really support you postpartum, which most of us don't have access to that. We need to create it for ourselves. We don't need to get caught up in, oh, poor me, I don't have access to that. Like, that's ridiculous. We need to create it. And so, you know, I think it's really important that we think about what is it that we value in that time? What is important to us in that time? You know, is it that we want to be nurtured? Is it that we want to have ultimate rest? Is it that we want, you know, I mean, I know for me, it was about having nourishing food. It was about having plenty of rest. It was about having support when I felt emotionally challenged. And so we need to understand what is important to us postpartum and do the preparation beforehand to give ourselves that gift. So how are you going to nurture yourself at that time, and how are you going to allow others to nurture you? So the questions I want you to ask yourself is, what is important to you postpartum? How do you want to feel postpartum? And what can you do now to create that spaciousness for yourself? So, you know, we can do, there are so many services that are available to us now. So it might mean that you're stocking up your freezer with food and making sure that it is breastfeeding friendly food. Don't make the same mistake as me. Or you might organize a meal delivery service. You might organize a postpartum doula. You may, you know, request your friends to help you out with a meal train. There are apps that can help with that now. You might organize like a pre-packaged food service. You know, the ones where you, where they can, you know, they deliver the meals and you cook it yourself. I know that they can be a little bit cheaper. You know, there are lots of options there around creating that spaciousness for yourself, and we need to instigate it. You know, if it's not something that's just occurring for us, we need to make it happen. And so, you know, I think this is something that is really empowering as a mother, to be able to make sure that we do this and give ourselves the space, because it means that we can have that ultimate opportunity to rest as much as possible. You know, if this is a subsequent child, looking at what care options you have postpartum, you know, what do you have somebody who can help with, you know, school pick up and drop off, or kindy pick up and drop off? Or do you have someone that, you know, the little one can have a sleepover one night a week so that you can just be with bub? Or, you know, do you have someone who can come over a couple of afternoons a week and help with dinner time and bath time if your partner can't be there? You know, looking at what you can do to create as much spaciousness as possible is going to be incredibly supportive. And I would argue that the support postpartum from your family and friends is so much more important than, you know, abundant gifts for a baby shower. And yes, that's all fun, but if you have to choose, you will be so much more grateful for that hands-on support postpartum, because it will mean that you have the opportunity to really recuperate after birth and to really land in mamahood, you know, get to know your baby, get to know their rhythms, their personality, you know, what you're like as a mama. It just creates that spaciousness for you. Another tip that you can use for postpartum you know, preparation is to look at any care providers that you might want prior. So what I mean by this is spend some time before baby arrives. So when you're still pregnant, looking up services in your area. So you might look up different doula services, lactation consultants, you know, if you want to have a sleep consultant, those sorts of things, doing some research to find people that feel aligned for you, so that when you are in motherhood and you are in those early days, and if you're having a hard time, you're not getting enough sleep, you've already done a little bit of the pre-leg work and you've got some people there that you can call on. So this can be a really great way to, you know, create that support network for yourself of service providers that you can call on should you need them. It really doesn't take much effort to do these things for postpartum preparation, but it really makes a big difference. So if you have been disregarding that, maybe just give yourself, you know, one day to put some focus in, you know, ask yourself what you want in that time, text a few friends, organize some food, do a little bit of research on some service providers, and you're pretty much good to go. Like, it really doesn't take that much. I also thought that I would slot in here some of my postpartum must-haves for those first kind of 6 weeks, because I feel like you can have a lot, right? You can have a lot. And even since I had Flynn, there are so many different products that are now available. But, you know, I'm gonna stick with what worked for me. And I'm gonna share a few of those with you now. So take it or leave it. So for me, the big things that I used in those first 6 weeks was Arnica for myself for healing postpartum. So I just took little Arnica pillules. And they helped with bruising and, you know, my wounds and everything postpartum. I also had disposable breast pads, and I know this is controversial, I am all for reusable, and I did have those as well. But if I had enough reusable breast pads for my first 6 weeks, like, you know, enough to circulate, it would have cost me an absolute fortune, because I went through so many. And the washable ones, the reusable ones, they fill up quicker than the disposable ones. So in those first couple of weeks where you have so much to do, if it is something that aligns for you, I found that having disposable breast pads for those first few weeks was really, really helpful, because you always want to keep, obviously, your breast dry. You don't want it to have, you know, you don't want it to be, you need to change them often, basically. I had plenty of maternity pads in all different sizes so that I didn't have to be, you know, sending Michael out or being like, oh no, I've run out. I made sure I had plenty of those. And I also had lots of Nana underwear that I could wear as well. Something that I didn't anticipate is you get, well, not everyone does, but I know that a lot of women do get these awful night sweats when you start breastfeeding. And it's obviously, you know, hormone related. And I would suggest making sure that you have a good few pairs of pajamas for yourself, because you will be definitely washing them after every single night. I know, you know, if the weather isn't warm or that sort of thing, you can usually wear your PJs for a couple of nights, but definitely not if you're having these night sweats. So you want to make sure that you have a couple of pairs so that you can easily rotate. Something else that I loved was having a couple of baskets around the house that were for feeding stations. So I would have in the little basket, I would have a muslin cloth, the arnica, which I would just have every time I fed Flynn. It was a really good reminder for me. A water bottle, some breast pads, wipes, and nappies, so that I had that on hand. I would just sit down on the couch, in Flynn's room, on the bed, wherever it was, and I would just take the little basket, and I knew I had everything that I needed to feed there. Because, yeah, especially in those early days, you can be feeding for like 45 minutes. You can sit there. So having those things on hand is really, really helpful. Obviously, having really easy to grab nutrient dense snacks is great. You know, you can even, you know, if you're having like Bliss balls or something like that, you can pop a little container into your, you know, your feeding basket. So you've got them on hand. And the other thing that I loved was having a wrap, like a wrap to put baby in. So I had the Checo one for the first 6 weeks, which was like, yeah, you basically, it's like a wearable, you can wear the baby. And it was really great for the first kind of 6 to 8 weeks before Flinny got too heavy and I had to change him to something else. But yeah, they were kind of my essentials for the first kind of 6 to 8 weeks. That first 40 days are things that really supported me to be able to be the mama that I needed to be. So I hope that has been helpful. You might have got something from that little list as well. And I'm going to wrap this episode up here. I hope that you have been inspired to make a few shifts and bring yourself back to the present, really enjoy this experience, be grateful for this beautiful body, and to know where to put your focus as far as your preparation for postpartum. I hope that you've gotten a lot from this episode. If you're loving the show, please take the time to write a review on your favorite platform. I'm really, really grateful to hear your kind words. And if you're getting something from the show, make sure you go ahead and click the link to buy me a coffee. I am so grateful for you doing that. And otherwise, I hope that you have the most wonderful rest of your day. It's been so beautiful to have you here with me today, and I will speak to you very soon. And just as we wrap up this episode, a little reminder to register for my upcoming masterclass, How to Release Fear for a Powerful Birth and Postpartum Experience, so that you can feel confident, empowered, and excited about birth and motherhood. I cannot wait to have you. Thank you for being here. Your presence is received with deep gratitude. If you loved this episode, I invite you to follow or subscribe to the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast on your favorite platform. And if this podcast is having an impact on your life, one significant enough that you feel changed for being here, I invite you to participate in a two-way exchange. Leave a 5-star review in your heartfelt words on Apple Podcasts, or make a donation to Kate Cattle and the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast via the link in the notes for this episode. Thank you for walking this mamahood journey alongside me. I will see you next time.